also, I believe, have a voicemail. So I'm just going to have a look really quick and see. I believe we have a voicemail. And every time I'm never prepared. It's like, man, I've got to be logged in before I start recording the podcast so that I can get to the voicemails. And I'm never prepared. Not prepared or whatever that Big Fatty says. Let's see. Oh, yeah. March. Oh, more than one.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty says, not prepared or whatever.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3942. I say chew. The BFO for Wednesday the 15th of March 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A show.
Big Fatty and True Big Fatty. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the Ides of March.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day.
Hello, beware us, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all beware the Ides of March. Oh, Big Fatty, I beware. Y'all, speaking of bewaring, are you aware that was Denny from the Chicago's and my Northeast straight daddy, Dan, and the number one fan of the BFO times two, y'all, Bill in St. Louis, a flow rider, saying good morning to us. Yes, we've been here. The calm, happy music makes me have the less beware. It's true. Let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all had me a nice solid for my supper and with some rotisserie chicken. And y'all, then I just watched the news and the Wheel of Fortune and the Jeopardy, y'all. I'm really, really glad that the guy came from out of nowhere and won last night, y'all. It was a very exciting ending to the show on Monday night, y'all. Then of course Monday night, you know what that means? The Antiques Roadshow. Oh yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they had some odd stuff. The big item was some sports ball cards that this lady had that totaled up to about $40,000, I believe they said. And y'all, then there was a picture of some chickens. Big Fatty, were they cute? No, not that kind of chicken. Oh, never mind. It's just kind of an average show. But after that, y'all, what did I do after that? You Big Fatty, you went to bed. I did. Y'all, I crawled into the chamber, had the windows cracked, and y'all, it went down to like 39, and y'all, Tuesday night, they were predicting nearing the freezing mark. Big Fatty, what is going to be colder than a witch? Well, you know what, y'all slept like a baby on Monday night. And y'all woke up, and I said, okay, I'm going to look and see what the time is. Y'all, it was 6:30 a.m. in the morning. I have already adjusted to the daylight saving time, and got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did all my puzzles, had a bagel for my brofkas, y'all checked to see if they had come up with a quote for my new storm door, and they hadn't yet. But y'all, I went ahead and bought it because it was it was on sale. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, they had it in stock, which is especially good. So now I don't have to wait for the door to come in before little Zach comes back. Big Fatty Zach comes back. It almost sounds like Dr. Seuss is coming to put up your screen door. It does. Zach comes back. So it'll be ready for Zach to pick up. And y'all, the nip came down, and we were off. We were off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all, first thing out of his mouth, well, I shouldn't say the first thing, but one of the early things out of his mouth on the nipple walk was, I listened to your little show this morning, and it reminded me of an old saying. I said, was the old saying, Big Fatty, you've forgotten the old, I have, be careful what you wish for, you might get it. And y'all, he was referring, of course, to the, approved announcement of him, yes, Big Fatty, we heard it all yesterday. Miss Beaver even congratulated him. She did. But y'all came back. I watched The Price is Right, got my share, laid down for a little nip a nap. Now I'm up barely and having my hot tea and recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, when does So-So Question Month start? Love you.
Big Fatty, is that an X? Is that X Big Fatty? No, I think that's a pull on Big Fatty's leg. Oh, Big Fatty, I know how you'd be excited for your Northeast Straight Jerry to pull on your leg, especially that middle one. Yes, Big Fatty. So that's not an X Big Fatty question. First of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, even though it was only 3 seconds long. Big Fatty, it's about, that's about right. 3 seconds, that's about all it takes. We're still awaiting. We're still awaiting the final decision of the judges to see who one February So-So Question Month. Yes, Big Fatty, we all are sitting here with bated breath. Either that or everybody ate some sushi. I think it was sushi. So we'll just sit here and relax wait for Kathy Marshall to go through the cushions of her sofa and maybe she can go through the spice rack also or the junk drawer. Oh, the junk drawer always has something so-so in it. It's true.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty Rosie Butler. Happy birthday. Guess he's turning 50 today. No, not Kathy Bacon. Her birthday is tomorrow. It's Omar, the other O, turning 50 today, 2nd of March, 2023. Have you heard from Omar lately? I miss his show. Anyway, tomorrow I'm flying to Singapore, Cambodia, Vietnam, and meeting Ismail in Singapore. I hope in between all the rogering that I get to actually see some sights. Okay, missing you. Love your work. Bye.
Yeah, I guess that, of course,
Woodhaven.
That, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie Battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Big Fatty, it sounds like he had some pep in his step. Well, he's... It's a week of rogering, as he says. Meh, ready? It's kind of like what the Nip had. He got, Penelope, Dudley Do-Right. It was Penelope was tied to the railroad tracks and she was about to be railed. Big Fatty, the Nip didn't get up off the railroad tracks, so he just, well, anyway. Thank you for the call. You've shared quite a few pictures. It looks like all y'all did was eat. Big Fatty, did you expect him to take pictures of the rogering? Well, you know, there are probably videos out there somewhere. Big Fatty. But I think the trip has come to an end now. So, Scotty, when you get home and people say, why are you walking funny? And you say, oh, my good friend Roger came to see me many, many times.
Hi, Big Fatty. Guess where I am?
I don't know.
The hospital again.
Again? Yes?
Just for a checkup.
Check-up.
Can you believe it? Apparently, it's 2 months since I was here last.
Exactly.
I guess because I send my messages a bit late.
Uh-huh.
It seems more recent as well.
Yes.
I guess it was before Christmas. December?
Yes, no, it's
March,
March
now. So, anyway, at least 3 months.
Yes.
So,
well, we've counted where was the I? Calendar
yes.
Now.
I'm just seeing the rheumatism specialist man.
Oh,
well, I think it's a man. It was a man last time. I guess it may be
Did
a different
they give
person.
You an elixir?
It's one of those things where it's like an early appointment
uh-huh.
at 9:30, which would be fine if I drove.
Well, hurry up and
I had
wait.
To get
yes.
The taxi.
Yes, the taxi.
It's actually quite.
Yes.
Sunny and bright and, well, I can't say warm, but it's not too bad. I'm all wrapped up with a big scarf. If all goes to plan, I'm going to go home a different way than last time and maybe have a coffee. I'll see about stopping at the shops. I don't feel too achy today, but I don't have a great deal of energy.
How about your heart?
And just getting through the town to the railway station might be enough.
Achy,
because it's not
heart?
Like that well placed from the bus stop.
Uh-huh. Yes.
This is when I wish I had learnt to drive when I was 17 rather than having a video camera.
Oh.
But I did make a lot of use of my video camera in the 90s. But
anyway,
well, I'll report back later.
Okay.
Hopefully when I've got a nice coffee.
Yes.
Hopefully it'll go fine. I better make a move because my appointment's in about 15 minutes.
Yes.
So, okie dokie. Just wanted to update you. Hope everything's fine.
Lovely.
Hi, Poodle. Looking great as ever.
Thank
Wish you were here, Poodle, to hold my paw. Okay. More later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is the shy Yeti. Big Fatty, Yetis have paws. Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and I hope your rheumatism is fixed feeling betterism. B, Freddy, you just made that up. I did. Anyway, and I hope you get a coffee and a big Freddy and maybe a cake give us a call back and let us know how it went. Yes, Big Freddy.
Good morning, Big Fatty. It's about 7:15 Thursday morning, and I am on my weekly early morning nipple walk in City Park. I'm actually walking around the lake right now. There's a beautiful sidewalk that goes around this lovely lake with the Museum of Natural History on one side and the Denver Zoo on the other side. And joggers are going by and dog walkers with and without leashes. And let's see what else. Oh, there's a large condom. Somebody had a good time last night. Never know what you're going to find on a nipple walk, but the sun is shining beautifully today in Denver, drying up the little bit of fog that we got this morning, which is very unusual. My walking partner did not join me today, so I'm walking on my own, and I'm walking at quite a quick pace. So everybody in podcasting land, have a great morning, a great day, and hopefully someday I'll run into one of you on my walk in City Park. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Holly from the enormous little show. And Holly, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, it's the perfect time to call the BFO is when you're all out on your morning nipple walk. And y'all, I have noticed that since the nip is walking with me, that and it could be because of the weather also, but y'all, the pace has picked up. And, yes, Big Betty, it's not because of the nip. No, he complains that the pace is too fast for him, but he keeps coming back for more. Oh, yes, Big Betty, a gluttony of punishment. Well, a glutton of punishment. Gluttony is when you eat a whole chocolate pie. But, Harley, a magnum a condom. I'm not quite sure how you knew it was a magnum. Did it look like sausage casing or something? Be ready. You have just brought up everybody's Cheerios. Well, anyway, but and Harley, you didn't say who your walking partner is. I don't know if that's your puppy dog, or if that was Sarge, or a little old lady from Pasadena. Oh yes, Big Fatty. She loves to go to Denver to walk with Harley. Just drive that car from Pasadena. Well, anyway, but Harley, keep up the good work and keep us informed as to how it's all going. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Of course, going to the Vons East, and later this afternoon, the Nip and I are heading over to have dinner with Olive and the gals. And make it a good day. Get out there and say good morning to someone. Yes, Big Fatty, get their toes tapping. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat. You know, Boyfie Mittens has returned home. Big Fatty, talk about Rogering. No, I don't know. I think they just played Pokemon. Well, Big Fatty, for them, that's like Rogering. Right, Crooked Hat?
Big Fatty says, not prepared, or whatever.
Oh, you weren't prepared for Rogering? Well, that can... Yes, that's quite a shitty experience.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.